When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ooh, girl,
there's some hot goss today.
Yes, we're having a good old Kiki catch up between the sisters and the mom foundresses.
And darling, we're almost at 100 hot gossicles. So whatever shall we do to celebrate?
Ooh, and today we talk about the gigs.
The gigs, the gigaramas. We also make, we quote obscure cultural references over and over. That's right.
We also have a little political segment where we delve into what's going on down in South America.
That's right. And we get an extra dose of DMs because you all have really been writing in and we love hearing from you. So let's get into it. Stay tuned.
Enjoy the show.
Forever Dog.
All of you girls are just everybody's best friend over here. Well, clearly I'm not best friends with you. This is not RuPaul's
best friend race.
This is not RuPaul. This is not RuPaul. This is not RuPaul. This is not
Careful. I thought it was couture.
we don't want to get flagged. They own the content in perpetuity.
Throughout the universe. Don't forget the the known universe. The unknown universe.
Honey, they will cease and desist a biosphere on Mars, honey.
We heard you did a lip sync from season 6 on the biosphere on planet Romulac 5. We're just going to have to pull it. We're going to have to take it down. Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of
the hot goss.
This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs.
Let's get into some
hot goss.
Oh, Twister.
Executive sweet speech.
Yes.
Yes, I heard you're back on the horse.
I'm an asphalt angel, and I'm proud of it.
Asphalt angel, asphalt angel, drives to Long Beach on a gig.
I had so much fun last weekend.
I told you. Uh-huh. Yes. Did you smoke in the dressing room?
I did not, but I observed. Good. And all my clothes smell like cigarettes now. So
drag, honey.
So I guess it's as good as smoking a pack of, you know, Marlboro Light 120s.
Yes,
I had so much fun. I love all the girls there.
I can't believe Candy showed up.
She did a pop-up.
Yeah.
The Candy Standy. That's what that is.
Is that in your rider now?
No, I hauled it because we drove.
That picture is also copyright, so.
Oh my God. It is. Throughout the universe.
Right.
Across the universe.
The show looked great. I saw so many people's stories enjoying themselves, living for you with your.
Fun.
Your little butterfly net full of trawlers.
It was really fun to go and do a good old drag show in front of good old people who are, you know what I mean? We were outdoors.
Yeah, they worship.
The butterfly nets. It was lovely. Executive Suites, I love what they're doing over there. If you're in anywhere near Los Angeles or Long Beach, please get your booking, because the reservations fill up because it's limited capacity. So get in there. Go see the show. They're fantastic. They're fabulous.
Get to the gigs. Raya did a gig at Beaches this week, so I got to watch all of my friends' stories doing all of the everything. Sasha Colby was there just like turning it. She's a redhead now. Sickening.
Oh, ooh, like Allie.
The girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, Allie.
Like Allie at minute 53 in A Star is Born.
Very.
It's sickening watching the girls because they're back and they're doing all the numbers, mega mixes, and people are tipping. Executive Suites.
Yeah.
It was a bounty of blessings.
So many blessings.
So many.
Such a blessing. I love drag. And it was a really, really great, great audience, a great group of girls to work with.
Who'd you work with? Fun. Which dolls? Was Delta there and Morgan?
Delta and Morgan, of course.
Love, love, love.
Tincha Berntra. Mariah Paris Balenciaga. Trinity the Truck. all of these divas
Wait,
were there.
Trinity?
Trinity the Toolman Taylor.
Trinity the Truck, the Trick Turnter?
Trick Turnter.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, the divas.
Tintra Burntra.
Tintra Burntra. Chris Trintra Burntra. I had so much fun there. I hope I get to go back. And I hope I'm booked again in July when I'm back, or August.
Well, it's very exclusive, so I don't know if they go for your type down there in Long Beach.
Honey, I heard you were there and they renamed it Wrong Beach.
Wrong Beaches.
What do you think that we should do to celebrate such a centennial as the 100th episode of the Hot Gossingtons?
Oh my god. Of 100 episodes of Hot Goss next week.
We should rent a hall.
Let's do it at my house. Those halls are so impersonal. So stuffy. What should we do to commemorate one? So our next week is going to be 100.
100 hot gosses.
100 hot gosses.
I think we should release some exclusive hot goss merchandise at mybestjudy.com. I'm wearing.
I am your Miss mybestjudymerch.com.
Because I got a sweet tooth for some new fixins and some new things to wear.
Oh, you got the Simone Gold tooth.
Yup, bitch. And she's got a long root on it, too. I could put it right in that wisdom tooth spot.
Yeah, just pop it in.
Yeah, it's a little pop-up.
One size fits most.
I can't believe we've been doing this for 2 years now.
2 years of twice a week podcasts. Turning it. It has been, we've been through, and what a 2 years it's been. I mean, we've really seen it all during this time. And now we're doing it across an ocean. You are in the great mighty UK, and and we're making it happen.
It's wonderful. To anyone who can't partake in our merch, we're also going to do a contest. A very special picture pop-up contest. You're going to send... The listeners are going to send us their best representation of the number 100 hot gosses.
Keeping it 100 shapes
with your bodies, artworks, outfits, musical performances, video, multimedia presentations. Whatever this milestone means to you, we want to know. Roll that milestone deep down. Show
all
us
beautiful meat footage.
Yeah, I figure we could like repost the ones that we really like on Instagram and send people a little merch prize.
Oh, honey, MoMA.
MoMA. Yes, God, MoMA.
Definitely. I'm like having such FOMO. I'm changing my name from Traisha to Fomisha because I'm seeing everybody. California's reopening and the girls are enjoying themselves. I saw Ganja and Gia and my friend Ty and Patrick Ta and everybody out for like, you know, birthday dinners and everybody's at executive suites and I'm missing it so hard. But I'm glad that everybody's having fun there. I'm having a blast in London.
Yeah, how's the show going? What's the tea?
It's Christine. Wonderful. This is my first time on a rake stage, and it's murder on your ankles, especially in heels and calves. But it,
so a rake stage is it's like at an angle, so the audience can see better. Jesus Christ, in heels?
Yeah, but it makes it so much harder to show my pussy, like. The angle that they have to get out. And I had my fitting today and the costumer was like, well, you don't want them to see up your skirt. And I was like, I'm writing my Venmo on my thigh, darling. Like, don't tell me what to do. I was equity once upon a time. But and then she said, well, do you wear tights? And I said, I hit her. And then I asked her to leave my dressing room.
You threw your phone at her like Naomi.
100%. It's so much fun here now. And on Instagram, everybody's been doing these like stories like, hey, blah, 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 shoot your shot. So bang, bang. I've been sending that water gun to all the London men. Actually, only two, but they fine water over gun. Here. Yeah, that's the water gun emoji, shooting my shot.
Oh, like jizz?
More like a super soaker.
Oh, okay. No, that's great. I'm glad to hear it. And I can't wait to see the show. I mean, or at least see bootlegged clips from someone in the front row with their phone going the whole show. Because you know these queens be stunting that way.
Oh, honey, I'm going to put
shaky cam.
I'm going to put a Paddington Bear in one of the seats with Snapchat glasses on and get the whole goddamn thing. Let me tell you.
Are sickening.
Oh, my gosh.
For sure. Have you ever done a show for, like, more than, like, a couple, like, months? I know we did Rocky Horror together, and that was about a month. I mean, I pieced out on a couple of the shows, but you were there for all of them.
Well, that, I think, was the longest, like, I've been in one place doing the same show. And it was really only, like, 2 weeks. But I have mad respect for, you know, Broadway actors, theater actors who go out there and they do it full out every single, exactly the same every time. It's really hard and really impressive.
Us West Enders are called West End Whactors.
Whactors? Mm-hmm. She's whack, that's for sure.
It is so much fun. Latrice is killing it. And it's nice to be able to check in with my American family over across the pond. And we also have the mom family expanded. After Mother's Day, we decided to pop out another pod.
Mother's milk keeps flowing.
Ooh, I think I found something. Oh, it's boba. It's boba in the mother's milk. Sorry.
Oh, well, yeah. You know.
You know.
Chunkita.
Chikatita Chunkita.
Honey, this milk is Chunkita. There she is.
Yes. We support the Big Diptra merchandise.
Antifa, Chunkita, no. Chikatita.
Banana by the bunch.
Belli.
A bunch of mom podcasts will hear sound so good.
So wait, let's. Okay, we just launched another new podcast and it goes by the name of
Famous This Week.
Hosted by legendary divas Brooklyn Heights and Priyanka. The episode came out on Tuesday. You all got to hear it right into your ear holes on the Race Chaser feed. What did you, just between us goyles, what did you think? I liked it.
I loved it. I thought they looked so pretty. They sounded beautiful.
Yeah.
They talked and
They have good back and forth because Brooklyn is very measured and poised, and Priyanka is chaotic and wild and says some shit comes out of her mouth that I'm like, okay, I like this. I like this pod. I like that. It's a good pod.
It's a good pod. In pod we trust, for sure. We'd love for everybody to put some ears to it. And even if you don't, just go and give it 5 stars and subscribe. We need to support our northern sisters. It's cold up there, and your love will keep them warm.
I got your love to keep me warm. We have a rainbow spotlight. Is it time? What? We don't have a timer. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm flying without a net. I'm really...
You left your net at Executive Suites.
Would you pull that crap without a net?
This rainbow spotlight is... it's such a great song. And Alex keeps being featured... Alex Newell keeps being featured on all these bops. Every song is a bop. And this one also has Vincent on it and Precious Princess. It's called Higher. And it's here just in time for the summer, honey. And it will take you higher.
Yeah, this song is taking over, so get into it if you haven't already. And if you have, well, let's bless your ears with it again right now.
Uno más, por favor.
Sí.
Where have you been all my life? And boy, don't stop taking me. Midnight in Brooklyn, you leaned in first. I wasn't looking, but there you were. My fallen angel, calling my name, calling my name. My fallen angel, calling my name, calling my name. Locked in a dark room, walking on air. Don't have to see you to know you're there. Die for the way you dancing on me, dancing on me. Die for the way you dancing on me, dancing on me.
The way you make me feel, I swear you take me higher. Yes, I'm your every desire. Take me home, but take me higher. You make me feel, I swear you take me higher. Yes, I'm your every desire. When you take me higher.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals. So you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50. And use code DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
We're back again, giving you a dose of what's happening. Got more yes gods than the Vatican.
I've heard that. Oh, will someone let him out?
Pooch pod.
Pooch pod. Pooch podge, patch pod.
That pod would pod. Actually be pretty good. Drag queens and dogs. Okay. Let's just do it. That's it.
They're like, hi, we're back. Get off my leg. Get off my leg. Not inside. Just drag queens yelling at their pets.
Right. We interview dogs.
Okay, so we own that idea in perpetuity now.
We do. You all of our mom divas signed the contract, honey.
They signed the contract.
It's ironclad.
They talk. You talk the talk. You sound them the things they want to hear. And I want to hear more about this show that you're doing on the East Coast at $3 Bill. Are you rehearsing for Britney Blackout yet?
I am. I mean, we're recording this a few days before today, but by the time this comes out, I'll be leaving for New York within the next day or so. That being said, I haven't booked the flight yet in real time, so I don't know where I am in the world until I hear my last name pronounced.
The vulgar Coleman.
Cole of the Isle of Man. Or the vulgar Coleman in America, where our mom's work is. Okay, so no, I have been like trying to get into the dance before I go to New York and dance with the dancers, because I like to like know what's going on. And the dancing is really hard, but I'm gonna do it. I'm learning Britney's Gimme More choreography from the VMAs, and everyone was like, oh, she's robotic and stiff and she's terrible. Listen, me doing her version, me at my best 100 is still not as good as Britney's robotic, horrible, worst, quote unquote, worst performance ever. So it's surprisingly very hard.
You know what I heard about that performance? I know a couple of the dancers in it. RJ Durrell, he was the Rock of Ages choreographer. And he's one of the dancers in it. He might have choreographed it. But I heard that somebody showed up to do her hair. I forget who. It was a guy, though, and she wanted a girl to do her hair. This could all be false. But the guy cut up the hair extensions that he was supposed to put in her hair, and the ones that she got, those weird length ones, that was like a last minute replacement one that they went out and grabbed real quick because the ones they were going to use were destroyed. This is what I heard. And
damn.
If there's anything we can do on Race Chaser and Hot Goss, it's disseminate false information. So I do hope a nugget of this is true. But she definitely had a hair extension, so that part is true.
Yes, I heard that part. Because I remember reading the Rolling Stone article that really went in depth about sort of that whole troubling time in her life. And one of the things was, yes, she fired her hairstylist. She also changed wardrobe. Like, she was supposed to wear something else, and she was like, I'm just wearing the underwear. So just give me the undergarments.
Very me.
And Nelly Furtado's hairstylist is the one who installed the extensions that, according to this article, that she ended up wearing in the
crazy.
And I heard that her heel was possibly broken. People have like dissected the footage, and from the first beat she sort of like stumbles on her shoe. I think she might have had a broken shoe, and she still fucking did it.
That was Tandy.
Tandy.
You're mixing your media. No, Tandy was definitely, her heel was broke. Not Tandy Andrews, Tandy Iman Dupree.
Yes.
I named my tangerine tree Tandy after Tandy Andrews and Tandy Iman, because at first she was someone else, but then she went through the change and she started blossoming, and her flowers smelled too sweet. So I said, you're not Tim the Tangerine no more. You're Tandy the Tangerine.
Tandy.
Uh-huh. And if you rent my Airbnb in Palm Springs, you can eat from my orchard.
Oh, wow. A lot of people have eaten from that orchard.
And let me tell you, the seeds...
There's a lot of seed.
So are you going to wear dark hair? Do you know yet?
I don't want to give too much away, but I mean, the album is called Blackout. The image that she has on the cover of the album, she has dark hair around
that
time.
Have you cleared that with your management?
Girl, in perpetuity throughout the universe. why don't we go ahead and there will be fedoras. That's all I'm going to say. As of this moment, we're totally sold out, but the capacity keeps sort of changing and expanding in New York as like the restrictions get lifted. So I'm not saying for sure, but we may be releasing more tickets at some point. And we're no matter where you are in the world, we're live streaming Sunday night's show. So that'll be Sunday, May 23rd. That link is in my bio on Instagram, in my link tree. So please join us no matter where the fuck you are on Earth.
And also, there's always that easy thing to do where you like stack your friends on your shoulders and wear an overcoat, or you wear like a big hoop skirt and sneak in your short friends. All these things are possible.
Yes.
$3 bill. Everybody check it out on Alaska's Instagram and go see the shows. The shows are always so entertaining. We applaud you for keeping drag alive through this. Through this pandemia.
We're back, darling.
Honey. And we'd also like to get a little political, if
yes,
we may.
Yes, we there's, would.
There's some stuff going on in the world. We want to talk about it. But first, we want to sing about it.
I know this grocery clerk, unprepossessing. No. Oh, wrong song. Sorry, guys. Guys, we're going to take it back.
We have a whole team of podcasting crew. And look what I got.
A new muff.
Oh.
Don't look at me like that. I didn't kill him. He died and left me everything.
Tannins.
This is the moment. But seriously, okay. This is the moment. Let's get political a little bit. The song goes like this.
Let's get political. Political. I wanna get political. Oh yeah.
Let me see your pie side. This first message, if you haven't heard about this, it's happening in Colombia. It's from Andreas. He says, "Hi Queens, avid listener to the pod here. I'd like to share with you some of sad information on what's going on in my home country. Protesters have taken to the streets in Colombia, speaking up against initially a horrendous tax reform that was threatening to really put shit on the middle class that have really taken a toll after this pandemic. After intense days of protesting, the government withdrew the proposal from the Senate, but this was done so late, now things have escalated heavily. Police have really made protesters targets. They've categorized them all as terrorist organizations, and now the repression in the streets is terrible. Lots of people outside of Colombia have already spoken up about this, but we really want to keep spreading the word because this is still happening. So far, the police have killed tens of people, and these numbers just keep rising as days continue. The government just continues to categorize us all as terrorists, and the repression is really horrible. As part of the protests, we've had even awesome queens voguing the police like nobody's business." And we have a Twitter link, which we're going to repost in our Race Chaser Pod on Instagram bio. Please help us raise awareness and help us put a spotlight on this. It's an SOS from Colombia. We've gotten political and we'd love to share this moment with us. We'd love you to share this moment with us. Love, Andreas.
This is, I'm really glad, and thank you, Andres, for sharing this message with us, because this is a major thing that's happening in real time right now. I wanna watch the voguing clip. I haven't seen this yet. This is fucking fierce.
Honey, you can't keep drag down. Every time they'll find a way. The girls are turning it on the steps of like a palazzo. Yes, bitch.
They're fully voguing the house down right in front of these police officers who are in full riot gear. These girls are right up on them, just... Hands, kakarika.
Flags, pulling out flags. Honey, this is... Drag queens. Oh.
I'm seeing
in
dips.
In the rain. In heels. They're doing it.
That is such a powerful image. And I mean, it speaks to the people fucking coming together and standing up against this really repressive and really fucking horrible force that is the government, the police. So what can we do? We're spreading awareness by talking about it. Is that what do we do, Dipper?
I'm gonna find a couple links like of resources that people are doing fundraising for. I was a little hesitant to put anything now because we are recording a few days early, and I don't like this clip is from last week, and so I don't want to put anything that's outdated. So when this episode comes out, we'll have an updated link of some resources to donate to and some things that are like more up to date on the Instagram bio.
If you see a flag online that's yellow, blue, and red, that's the Colombian flag. I've performed there, and it's a wonderful the people like lived for us. It was such a great spot to perform. It was literally an in and out. I got there when the sun was setting and I left before the sun rose, but like I had such a great time. It sucks to see these people going through this, and I mean it's happening all over the world. Like the rich are getting richer and the middle class and the poor are just getting poorer. And like,
yeah,
I finally finished Obama's book, like all 700 something pages. And in Egypt, like years ago, there were protests and he wrote about this. Like they shut off the internet there. They shut off Twitter. They like cut off the people from like their outside links to the world. So at least we still have this on Twitter. So if you see something, retweet it. These people need our help and the world needs to be made more aware of this. And there's some shit going down in Brazil too that's terrible with cops overreaching just like they are everywhere in the world. I mean, America, we have the cops wilding out thinking that they can get away with anything. I saw some video of a cop opening a door in a garage and hitting a car inadvertently and then standing there and opening it like three more times and slamming it into the vehicle, but he didn't know that they had a camera that was filming him the whole time. And you know, like, let's see him get disciplined. Let's see someone destroy his property and his fucking life. Like, I'm over the police. Like, we need to find a new way.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we're gonna take a break and try to solve it then.
All right, we're back again. Oh, we don't have a tip spot tonight. Okay.
She didn't show up. She didn't email her track.
No call, no show.
Cross her name out.
No one is going to touch her in this industry. She is done for. She will never work again, as far as I'm concerned.
You can tell her she can go perform behind the Rainbow Room in Fort Worth, but she's not allowed in the club. Behind the Rainbow Room.
We don't have a tip spot today, so instead we're giving you a double dose of DMs,
honey.
Double dose of DMs.
Ooh, new listens from the lady. This is our special time where we, girl, turn on your headlamp. It's really dark in here.
Ooh, yes, it really is.
Ooh,
crags and rocks and chasms.
Honey, careful you don't get stuck in that cranny.
What did you call me? No, sorry, never mind.
And don't run. I don't want you to chase after the cranny.
This is the moment where we go spelunking. Deep inside.
The deep.
Double dose of the DMs.
Double DDM.
This first message comes from Eilif. Dear Principal Thunderfuck, Professor Belli, and Teaching Assistant Dipper. Oh, Dipper's just a TA?
Yeah, okay. TA Dipper.
TAs are important. TNA is very important, too. I'm writing to you from Norway, where we just announced the launch of a year-long study program dedicated to the art of drag called Drag, Kings, Queens, and Queers. The program is part of our National Folk High School system, which is essentially one-year, gradeless, free, government-funded study programs aimed at post-high school and pre-uni students. This could be an amazing opportunity for young adults to pursue drag in a substance-free environment, but on the other hand...
Pass! No, I'm sorry.
Day drag. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on the formalization of drag education. What implications do you think this could have for the scene, which is in many ways rooted in challenging institutions and norms? Would you ever consider giving a lecture slash crash course?
It would be crass.
Crass course. Love the podcast and you all so much. Thanks for always brightening our weeks. Cheers, Eilif. Pronounced like I lift without the T. Why did you look at me when you said I lift? How dare you? P.S. Willem, I adore your book and treasure my signed copy. Aw, thanks, Eilif.
As many of you know, I was Miss Arctic Circle 2018. I hate to toot my own horn constantly, but I do play two horns. Norway is awesome. They have so many, like, I know a girl named Ida there who, she teaches sign language.
Ida Klein. Ida Bonham.
Ida Jablomi. Yeah. She's a wonderful Norwegian friend of mine. And she has the word dyke tattooed on her arm in my handwriting.
Love that.
So
I love that.
I know that there's many people in Norway that treasure drag and they go out. And they have to deal with harsh realities that most of their drag is day drag because the sun don't set there, baby. For 6 months a year, the sun is up. And these girls are day dragging in the Norwegian Arctic Circle and they're doing it up. And I'm very proud of them. I would definitely come over and do a crass course for sure. But
yeah, me too.
I
love this. I think the more that people can educate themselves about drag, I would love to learn. I would love to take one of these courses because there's always more to learn about drag and the history of it and the origins of it and the power of it. So I love that they're doing this.
I do worry that you'd have to be even more PC, but also with Norway, there might be a language barrier, so they might not get half of my crass jokes. So I would like to see this.
I would like to see this.
Yes, definitely. Thank you, Eilif. This is
thank
from
you.
A friend. He says, or they say, "Hi, Hot Gossingtons. Thought I'd share a heartwarming, historic queer moment we recently had in Israel. Soccer, or football as we call it, is the biggest, most popular sport in the country. And as in most countries, it means the atmosphere surrounding it is very masculine and often homophobic and misogynistic. But for the past couple of weeks, there's been a bit of an earthquake in that department, and the outcome is pleasantly surprising to witness. Sapir Berman, a respected referee in the National Premier League, has made history as she came out as a trans woman. She did it in a press conference with the National Football Association management at her side, fully supporting her, and eloquently explained her experience to the surprisingly respectful questions from the press. She has had full support from her family, friends, and apparently co-workers, management and players alike. They're all just fine with it and are using her new name and correct pronouns as if it's no big deal at all. All this in an industry that is yet to have a player come out even as gay. Today was her first match working since the announcement, and attached is a photo of her on the field with a player from Beitar Jerusalem, known as the heaviest team with a very conservative fan base, chatting with her about her nail polish. Also attached a photo from the press conference. Work, honey. Beautiful. Nails done, hair did.
Yeah, she looks absolutely lovely in her press conference, like turning it. And this is fierce and this is a major step. And this is the thing about industries like sports is like we find out more and more that, yes, they seem very, very hetero and very like very man dominated. But there's gay people in there. There's queer people in there. There's trans people in there. It's just the culture around it is so like kind of fucking oppressive that they stay secret or they can't come out or whatever. So like this is a great thing. This is a great major step. And congratulations, Sapir Berman.
Yes, Sapir. Anytime you want to come on the pod, you come on down, girl.
Yes, God.
Talk to me about this photo with them looking. They're literally looking at her manicure. Can you see that?
They're looking at her manicure, but I'm looking at this man in the powder blue.
You like how he looks in the powder blue.
Yes. He's packing. He's packing. His number is 8, and he's packing 8, honey.
There's a hateful 8. Yeah. There's something going on in the shorts.
I'm not mad at all.
There's a snake in my boots.
I see a soccer snake.
Yes, but this soccer player, or the football player, who's in the blue, is really is commenting on Sapir's nail polish and is like very happy and lovely and being really nice about it. This is the thing when people are sort of educated about like what being trans is, it's not such a like scary like thing, you know? It's like, and people can just be like fucking like chill about it. Like I love to see that.
And honestly, a lot of athletes get manicures and pedis anyway, so he's probably wondering if they're gel tip.
He's like, where'd you get that? How'd that stay on the whole game? Mine just chips. For hell.
I can't do anything. It's a lovely lilac shade or almost a periwinkle. It complements but does not match the backdrop at her news conference. I'm
smart.
She has a lovely layering of necklaces. She looks beautiful. Our props to Sapir for coming out, and we hope we get to hang out soon. I feel like Israel's one of those places that's been like welcoming of trans people for longer than some other places, because like they had Dana International years ago in Eurovision. Like I feel like in the early 2000s maybe, and she's a star. I met her when I went to Tel Aviv Pride in, like, I think 2014. And, honey, I wasn't even in the room when she walked in. Every eye turned to her. She's gorgeous. She's glamorous. She's everything a star should be. So I'm glad that Israel is welcoming her with open arms. And
absolutely.
And hopefully some sponsorships, too, because, girl.
Get it.
It's Pride season.
Well, why don't we take a break, and we'll be right back with more spelunking, unking, 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 unking in the DMs.
Ooh.
We're getting deeper into the cave than we ever have before. We've gotten to the second chamber.
I think I see bioluminescent creatures.
And there's a lot of water trapped in the second chamber. There's a lot of water trapped that we forgot about. Oh no, this could be a mess. This could be a disaster.
I see cave scratchings. Is that Ornacia? Wow.
World of Wonder owns it. World of Wonder owns the cave paintings. They own it.
All renderings.
We're going to have to ask you to take down those etchings. Yeah, the prehistoric etchings. Yeah.
Girl, watch them own Nebraska, and she has to change her name to Omaha.
Well, okay. This next message, we have a double dose of DMs. This is fun. Okay, next message from Omar. Hi, y'all. The damn fabric that Alaska used for the future of drag runway and that Simone used for the pink executive look with the exposed knees, what's that fabric called? I can't find any info online. Love y'all. Moi.
I don't know.
Do you know?
I don't. Do you know, Diane? That is a cultural reference. Sorry if you don't get it.
Do you have a Christmas wish, Whitney? Do you have a Christmas wish, Diane?
These are my bones. I have a question. I'm not familiar with, is your future drag runway, is that the one where you have the little short hat on? Or is that the one where you
had
the
blue?
It
was blue with the claw hands. And it's sort of like a fabric that shines, like it's liquid or like oil, kind of.
Yeah.
I, I don't know what it's called either. And I think that designers are kind of tight-lipped about this because they don't want everybody going out and doing it and using it. So I think it's like, at least when I did it, it was very like, oh, I'm not going to tell you where I got the fabric. I'll just make you the garment. It was very like that kind of vibe. But I don't know if you'd call it iridescent or if you would call it reflective or...
I'd say it's more reflective than iridescent.
Yeah.
And it feels like a fabric that has some sort of like woven, un-God-made material in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it might
be... It's not of God.
It's not of God. It's light-sided. It's light-sided. Reflects the light.
Reflective. Yeah, I don't know. But I wish you all the best, Omar. I really wish I could help you. It's like how designers are with that, you know, it's like that kind of it's all stones. It's like a net meshing, but it's all stones.
No one will tell anybody where they get that.
No one will tell you.
Perry Meek is taking that to the grave, honey.
Baby, they'll hang up the phone.
Hey, Perry. This next message comes from Clay. He says, good afternoon, Dolls and Dip. Dolls and Dip. I had a couple of things I felt I should point out for the general public, since I'm not sure how many people are actually aware. Point one, Rihanna's name was actually pronounced correctly by RuPaul. She's been correcting people for years, but it never seemed to stick. Personally, I pronounce her name Madame Fenty. Point number two.
Thank you for that. Okay.
And the point I feel is a bit more pressing. I'm unsure if this will necessarily affect your viewing for Classique, but RuPaul's Drag Race Season 6, Episode 10 is unavailable for streaming on all platforms, iTunes, Prime, and Hulu in the U.S. I tried looking into it, and it's all conflama about Miss Jocelyn's Fox bride attempting to have it taken down since it was the bridal makeover challenge. There's been no official word about why it's unavailable from WOW or when it will be available again, but apparently you need a VPN to watch it. It's up in Europe or something. Unfortunately, no explicit pictures as I'm at work. Thank you for always keeping me entertained as my mundane job slowly eats my life force away. Love, Clay.
Nice.
Well, I just happened
Clay.
To...
Clay! You did not say what I just... I did not hear what you just said.
Is Clay her gay brother?
Yeah. Clay! You can't be gay. Blanche, what does he say? I can't remember. Blanche, I'm gay. It was the heater fogging up our windows that night at the drive-in. Nothing happened with me and Lois, just like nothing ever happens with any of the women you set me up with. thank you, Clay, Blanche's gay brother. Rihanna.
Mm-hmm. Rihanna. And
I thought so.
I feel like it might have been Scott Evans, a red carpet reporter, said her name correctly or something, or she did some interview that I saw. Someone sent it to me after they told me I was saying it wrong, and I was like, okay. Well, she didn't correct me when I said it wrong on her set, but I don't correct people when they say my name wrong all the time either. So I get it. And
you
people,
don't? No. Max Muchnick?
Oh. Him, yeah, but like if a girl says my name wrong on stage on the mic, I just let it ride because I know she probably didn't mean to.
Yeah,
but a lot of people say William because they know more Williams than Willem, and it comes out more. My grandma called me William. She spelled it wrong on birthday cards. As long as I got that $5 out of the card, I was good.
Granny, right, exactly.
Granny could do what she wanted. But yeah, Rihanna does. Explain that people have said it wrong for a while, and in this interview with I think it's Scott because he's fine and I think I remember him, she acknowledges that people do say it wrong, but she seems good-hearted about it.
As far as this other question, I didn't know that episode 10 of season 6 was pulled. I don't think we'll get to it before we get into All Stars, so we have a little time. Listen, if someone who's on the show doesn't want it to be out there to the point where they're having it like pulled, I don't know that we need to like track it down.
Oh, yes, we do. Honey, and if
we
need
to.
We
can watch it with a VPN.
Visible Penis Network?
No,
you advertise for VPN, virtual private networks.
Oh, that's right. I love
I'll
that product.
I'll be your private
network. It's an
Express
VPN.
I love that product. I love that product. It's so easy to use, and I just love it.
I'm using it right now.
I use visible penis netting.
It came in my FatPit Fun Box.
I bet, Willem, if you look on your Hulu app through your IP address in London, you will see the episode, but it is not on Hulu here in the States.
You're going to have to film it with your phone and send it to us.
Damn. This bitch really must not be happy. Let's get Jocelyn. Let's find out from Jocelyn.
Wah, wah.
She probably knows.
I would love to have Jocelyn on, but we thank you for that. That'll be an ongoing conversation that we will figure out. But thank you, Clay, for letting us know.
Thank you, Clay. And don't let your job eat away all your life force.
Yeah. Speaking of life force, how about this next message? This is from David.
David.
Dear Will Askip and distinguished guest, longtime listener, first-time emailer, I'm hoping you can help me. I'm currently trying to navigate the breakdown of a 15-year friendship. Long story short, I expressed to my friend last year that I felt like I was losing my queer identity and asked that when the world opened up again, could we visit more gay spaces? My friend, who identified as a lesbian and is now exclusively in opposite-sex relationships, responded with, "Would you be comfortable with the fact that the only reason we would be at a gay bar was for you?" It annoyed me because there's another gay male in our group of four, and this wasn't expressed to him. Around my birthday last year, I took a stand and said I didn't want to do what they had planned for my birthday, which would involve me traveling to them and doing whatever they wanted. They gaslit me, saying they should not have to modulate their behavior for me, tried to make it about my mental health, and purposefully left me out of an event when they came to where I live. They then proceeded to all meet up for my birthday without me as well. My question to you ladies and Dip is, would you continue to pursue this friendship or bounce? I'm struggling as these were supposed to be my closest friends and they have done such a sharp U-turn. Also with COVIDina in the UK, it's been hard to meet with others in gay spaces in general to form new friendships. Sorry this was longer than I thought, just like my dick and balls, which I've attached for priority boarding. Thank you all. David. Jesus, fuck.
This dick is a two-hander.
Foolish.
He's wearing some red Aussie bums. There's so much meat on it that the hair is clear rubbed off on the thighs where it gently rests. From friction. Friction from the frack. He has a Buddha pillow that is gently cradling the head.
Oh, I see that. Yeah.
Yeah, the details.
It's hidden behind the enormous head of the dick.
Mm-hmm. And the foreskin is retracted. The balls are smooth. Smooth balls.
This is like one of those pictures you do like on a quiz show and you show it for 2 seconds and then you're like, what image was on the pillow?
How many dingleberries were on the tape?
And you're like, I didn't see no pillow. But thank you, David. These people sound like dicks. Fuck them,
honey.
Is that right?
No, like honestly, you're not going to be friends with the people that you're friends with right now your whole life, probably. And I understand how hard it is to meet with others in gay spaces, especially when your dick is this huge. I don't know if you could fit in a gay space. And as far as sharp U-turns in friendships, honey, I will do a U-turn and get on that dick. I'm in the UK. If you need a new friend, you've got a friend. Let me tell you. And we can celebrate a birthday and you blow out the candles. I'll blow something too, honey.
Put your name on it. Put your name on it. Put your name on it.
Not even your birthday. That's by Rihanna? Rihantra?
They sound like dicks. And sometimes in your life, there are some people who believe that if people are treating you a certain way
and you just say, okay, well, let's keep being friends, then like they're going to continue to do that. So I think you have complete, from what you told us, you have completely have the right to just say, peace out, cunts, to use the UK vernacular.
As gay men, you get to choose your friends.
There are lots of gay people. There are lots of queer people. And I'm confident that you'll make new friends.
Can you imagine a bitch trying to come up to me or you and telling us we needed to modulate our behavior?
Honey, I can't even modulate the notes in the key change.
We tried to get Courtney to. You saw how that went.
After all.
Damn. And you'll make plenty of friends, I'm sure, with this divining rod that you're sporting in front of you. You will find the water, honey, and it'll run clear.
Yes, absolutely.
At least on my street.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss. You can send your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And yeah, send us the photo submissions of your art to celebrate 100 episodes. Email it there.
Keep it 100.
Please
send. Keep it 100 photo/video contest.
Yes.
Multimedia extravaganzas.
Yeah.
And as always, we have lots of bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem.
That's right. And we'll continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free now on YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed to both Willem and Alaska on YouTube. Hit the bell icon so you get notifications about when we put something else up.
Mm-hmm. I just put something out last week. It was so funny. Follow us on Instagram @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, @RaceChaserPod, and @MomPodcast, please.
That's right. And that link on Instagram @RaceChaserPod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, and a link to AAPIP.org and their resource directory to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
And if you can, get the vaccine. It's a good idea. Wear a mask, wash your hands and your ass. Stay safe and healthy.
And we'll be back next week with more piping, steaming, scalding,
hot goss. That's hot goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.